Mac worked steadily and got the meal lined up, mentally going over when he started what and how long it took to cook. The beefsteaks were the quickest, since most of the men preferred their meat so bloody that it moved when a knife cut into it.
Where you keep it?
The sudden question made Mac turn around. It was Thumbs Fontaine. He was thick with Deke Northrop. While it could hardly be said he was Northrop's second in command, that probably wasn't too far off the mark. Mac hadn't heard him ride in.
What's that? You got a couple of bottles of whiskey? Me and the boys want to celebrate getting across the river. That's one nasty chore, and we want to whoop it up.
The whiskey's only for medicinal use. You know that. And you know Mr. Jefferson doesn't like any of his hands boozing it up out on the trail.
Hell, that was Carson's idea, not the owner's. Why do you think they'd call it the Rollin' J? Jefferson rolled on out of a poker game so drunk he could hardly stand. He held four jacks.
Never heard that story. I always thought it had something to do with his name being Jefferson. Now get on out of here. Food's not going to be ready for another hour.
That'll give me and the boys time to finish off one of those bottles.
Fontaine went to the chuck wagon and started pawing through crates, hunting for the liquor.
You don't listen. Your ears as broken as your thumbs?
Fontaine spun around, and when he did, Mac grabbed Fontaine's right wrist and twisted.
Damn it!
One of the malformed thumbs should have pointed up at the sky. Instead, it stuck out at a crazy angle. The thumb on his left hand was just as misshapen. Fontaine jerked away.
Don't you ever say nothing about my thumbs.
Why not? That's why they call you Thumbs, isn't it? Or maybe you spend all your time with your thumb stuck up your butt. I don't see you doing a lot of work.
Fontaine swung at Mac and he dodged it. He was expecting it. What he didn't expect was someone coming up from behind and grabbing his elbows to keep him from returning the blow. He struggled, but he was too firmly held, his chest and belly vulnerable.
You got a big mouth. You got a big belly, too.
Fontaine punched Mac in the midriff. Mac had been ready for it, and he tensed his stomach, but the blow still doubled him over. The man holding him pulled him upright. The next time Fontaine hit him, took the wind out of him. The other man let go, and he sagged to the ground. Then he rocked under the impact of kicks from both sides. He drew up his arms to protect his head as he curled into a ball. The pain in his chest got worse. One of the booted feet caught him in the head, stunning him.
I found the bottle. Let's get this to Deke so we can empty it before the rest get back.
What about him?
What about him? If anybody asks what happened to the booze, we'll say we saw him guzzling it. Ain't that what happened, Cook?
The world spun around Mac. Mac lay there for an eternity.
What in blazes happened to you, Mac?
Rattler helped Mac to sit up.
I fell. Got clumsy and didn't watch what was going on around me.
Like hell. Now what happened?
Rattler was stopped cold by the look on Mac's face.
Yeah, like hell.
Flag helped Mac up, but seeing Mac's state of mind, he decided to leave him alone. It hurt to move. Every time Mac sucked in a breath, pain boiled up inside him, and the top of his head threatened to blow off like a riverboat venting steam from its boiler. He was not going to be caught without his gun next time. He reached into the chuck wagon and retrieved his gun and holster. He rested his hand on the butt of his S&W, and he carefully pulled the gun up a few inches before letting it drop back into its holster.
I can do it.
He imagined himself facing down Fontaine.
I need to get him to tell me who helped me. Then...
Mac's hand flew for the gun. He almost fired, holding off on the trigger at the last instant. The ease and speed of his movement startled him. What made his gut clench even tighter was the notion that he would have fired if Fontaine had been in front of him.
Can I kill him? I'll have to. Can I?
He strode off to find Fontaine.
I can't.
Nobody sucker punched him and then beat him up.
Nobody.
He saw the men passing around the whiskey. Fontaine tipped back the bottle.
Looky here, Thumbs. We got company. You don't want to be unneighborly now, do you? Did you save enough of that crappy fire water to share?
Fontaine lowered the bottle and saw Matt standing there.
Ain't necessary to share with him. He's a teetotaler. He won't swill this fine booze like a real man. He had plenty of chances to do that, and he never so much as tried one little nip.
You and your friends shouldn't have stolen that bottle.
He watched carefully. The man standing beside Fontaine stiffened when Mac mentioned a friend. He knew now which of the men following Northrop had helped him with the beating.
The way I see it, whatever you got in that chuck wagon is for all of us. I wanted it, and you wasn't inclined to dish it out, even a shot at a time.
I'm here to remedy that. I'll take you two on, one shot at a time.
Mac squared his stance.
Ooh, looky there. The little boy thinks he's a gunfighter.
Mac drew and fired in one smooth motion. The bottle and what little whiskey remained in it exploded in Thumb's hand. A quick move cocked the S&W again.
You little son of a bitch.
Thumb's Fontaine clawed for the gun on his hip. He jerked to one side when a man came up behind him, grabbed his wrist, and shoved him away.
You settle down. I'll handle this.
Deke Northrop stepped around Fontaine and hooked his thumbs in his gun belt.
You think you got a spine? You think you're some kind of gunman? Let's see if you could stand up to me, boy.